Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. Let the curtain rise and the howling commence. The dog-eat-dog world of classical music has been taken by storm, or should we say by warm, balmy breezes of Schieber operatics. These poised pooches have been spotted strutting down the sidewalks and waltzing their way onto the world stage, showcasing a flair for the melodramatic that rivals the legendary Pavarotti, with a touch more fur, of course. Digging deeper into this cultural anomaly, we find that the Shiba Inu's operatic talents are as naturally cultivated as the finest backyard bone. With a disciplined bark that has transitioned into a powerful, lyrical tenor, the Shiba opera movement is now in full swing. From the Boviathan auditoriums to the Luciano Pavarotti training schools, Shibas have taken the arfs and woofs to a falsetto never before heard in the canine or human realms. Who could forget the groundbreaking performance of La Boheme, directed by the illustrious Maestro Pellicini, featuring a cast of purebred divos and divas? These four-legged luminaries captivated audiences, breaking records and all preconceived notions of opera. It has been a bella notte of monumental tail-wagging success ever since. Now, let's face it, not all operatic Shibas have found the path to stardom strewn with rose petals and kibble. The journey includes hours of dedicated vocalization, intricate costume fittings that can ruffle even the most serene Shiba, and the occasional dramatic flop, such as the avant-garde attempt at Shiba Butterfly, which left audiences less than enthused, if not slightly confused. But even so, perseverance and virtuosic vibrato continue to give rise to stars in this peculiar niche. Social media has played its part, with hashtag howlfests rivaling the most viral of cat memes. Clips of Shibas hitting the high notes circulate with thousands of likes, shares, and positive comments. Yet this is not just about a collective giggle over adorable antics. These pup performers have ushered in a new appreciation for a genre often seen as stuffy or outdated. As the trend continues, there's been an uptick in merchandise, everything from figurines of famous Shiba sopranos to tailcoat costumes for the aspirational, vocally inclined pet at home. Opera glasses are out, and snout-friendly opera binoculars are in. Shiba operatic success has reinvigorated passion for the arts within the canine community, sparking discussions about more breed diversity on stage. There's an unleashed potential for a broader range of musical mutts, but for the moment, the spotlight remains firmly fixated on the Shiba Inus, those illustriously imperturbable dogs with a bark that carries the emotional weight of a symphony. The question remains, is this the dawn of a golden age for canine opera? With barking beats still thumping in the background, Shiba Inus seem poised to maintain their hold not only on the DJ booth, but also the operatic throne. Only time will tell whether this odd yet charming endeavor will stand the test of time or fade away like the last haunting echoes of a Shiba's howl under a full moon. For now, let us sit back, toss a treat into the air, and revel in the melodious barks of these Barcarotti masters of the stage. For in every husky note, a piece of our hearts is set to dance like a leaf on the wind, carried forth by the trills of Shiba operatic starlets.